Hi, this is Teddy Thompson, and you're listening right now to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Community Radio in Greene and Columbia Counties.
That's very, very good. Thank you.
The third annual Latinx Parade and Festival will be held in the city of Hudson on Saturday, September 17th. The parade will step off from 7th Street Park at 1 p.m. and move down Warren Street to the river. At 2 p.m., the fun continues in Waterfront Park with food vendors, artist and craft vendors, as well as live music performances into the evening. Brought to you by Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and co-sponsored by Wave Farms, WGXC-FM. Information is available on the community calendar page at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christina Bonesack of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. New York State of Politics reports that former President Donald Trump's lawyers filed an Article 78 lawsuit accusing trial judge Arthur Engoron of repeatedly abusing his authority. Engoron is the judge in the New York Attorney General's business fraud lawsuit against Trump, which is currently scheduled to begin October 2nd. But this lawsuit may delay that, depending on how Justice David Friedman rules in a decision he will announce the week of September 25th. Trump's lawyers' allegations against Engoron include the judge's refusal to grant a request for a three-week trial delay, which he ruled as, and I quote, completely without merit, end quote, and because he has yet to comply with the June appeals court order to determine which claims in the fraud lawsuit are barred by the statute of limitations. Oral arguments in the case are scheduled for September 22nd about requests from James's office and Trump's lawyers. James did not comment on the new Trump lawsuit, just saying, and I quote, "We are confident in our case and we will be ready for trial," end quote. In many of his lawsuits, Trump has also tried to remove judges and delay trial. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Patrick Tyne reports for the Times Union that some people are raising concerns about pedestrian safety on Route 20 near the Lebanon Valley Speedway after a Massachusetts couple in their 70s was struck and killed in the crosswalk near the track on September 9th. State police have not cited the so far unnamed driver of a 2019 Subaru who hit the couple, and they say she's been cooperating with their investigation. James Close remembers 2018 when he was traveling west on Route 20, and I quote, "The next thing I know, thank God I was paying attention, there were these people walking across the road, and I was a microsecond away from hitting them," end quote. He slammed on his brakes and, he said, and I quote, "They didn't even seem to react. I don't think they even knew this car was bearing down on them," end quote. There is pedestrian crossing signs and flashing lights on both sides of the crosswalk. New Lebanon Town Supervisor Trista Hodling said that she has not heard about problems at the location, but has heard from residents about other portions of the road. Hodling said, and I quote, "We have a lot of concerns raised about that section of Route 20, right before the Speedway, near Walter B. Howard Elementary School, pretty consistently, at least over the last 3.5 years. I have heard concerns about how fast cars go," end quote. In February, the Department of Transportation rejected a request to lower the speed limit from 45 in front of the Walter B. Howard Elementary School on Route 20 and to set up a school speed zone around New Lebanon Junior Senior High School. The DOT released a statement after the couple's death near the speedway saying, and I quote, "Safety is always the top priority for the New York State Department of Transportation. Given that this tragic incident in the town of New Lebanon remains the subject of an ongoing law enforcement investigation, we cannot comment further at this time," end quote. And Lebanon Valley Speedway owner Howard Commander did not respond to requests for comment. Read more about this story in the Times Union. James Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media, the city of Hudson is considering a proposal to allow alcohol sales for special events in not just the city's waterfront park, but also the public square, Promenade Hill Park, and other events on city streets or city-owned properties. Mayoral aide Michael Hoffman said, and I quote, "The way that the law is composed right now, the only way for someone to hold an event on public property and serve alcohol is to hold the event at the waterfront park. What we have done and what we have seen is that there's interest in holding events in other public spaces around the city. We informally have been allowing it for groups that approach us and gave us a plan. We worked with the police department to allow it in certain instances. We had so many requests, we figured we might as well incorporate them into the law," end quote. The proposed amendment to Hudson law will sit on the Common Council desk for 30 days and then move to the legal committee in October. Hoffman said, and I quote, "The potential change enables events such as Oktoberfest to happen," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a partly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 71 degrees and a northwest wind at 14 to 17 miles an hour with gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 52 degrees and a northwest wind at 6 to 14 miles per hour. And on Sunday, mostly clear with a temperature high near 75 degrees and a southwest wind at around 6 miles per hour. And Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 56 degrees. And on Monday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a temperature high near 71 degrees. And that's your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Celia Graham of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Number 10.
Columbia County-based singer-songwriter Chris Pelnett has a new song released in August of 2023 called Billie Eilish Won't Follow Me.
Sister won't follow me, I guess I don't care. surprise, they completely blew my mind in a good way. I mean, no, it's not pop, no sedative, relentlessly inventive, just like music should be. But Phineas and his sister won't follow me. Yes, I don't care much, but just the same. Would it be too much to hope that they think the song is dope or even just okay? Shopping at the dollar store, there's no pretending anymore. We have something to lose. I buy handfuls of cheaters there, just a dollar for a pair, so I can read the news. But when I read it, I gotta think the whole world is on the brink. Depressing, isn't it? But there's a refuge I have found, a whole universe of sound, ethereal music. Phineas and his sister won't follow me. I guess I don't care much, but just the same. Would it be too much to hope that they think this song is dope or even just okay?
Number nine.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
number.
Thank you.
from the 2023 A Small Light limited series soundtrack. That was Kamisi Washington with Cheryl on WGXC.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
That was 2023 new music from Inna Baba Kalubali with You Tanakam from the 2023 album Dijili Koral on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6.
New music there from trombonist Steve Swell. The song was called Dazed and Amused from the For Rina P. Espelat album on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Number
5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5
2023 music from Guided by Voices there called Meet the Star on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
That was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Bad Hat Town from his 2023 album Leisureland.
Number
3. This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
As afraid of you as you are, as you are. The sex lives of saints and invisible men. Devour. My heart. light in the dark while your avatar breathes. It's a God-given compulsion. Devour. In the stars, flesh and fell. Crumble, deny, deny, fear, love. I like an ox lost in the promised land, so like a calculator. Trying on some new names someday. Found my heart, found my
The house is not The house is not closed against man or woman. Go into
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
one. I'll be there in an hour. Take half a month, there on foot. Water in a little hole. Water tower, climb to the top, all aboard if I could. I'll be set in heaven. You won't find me there. Yeah. Jesus. Rise beside me. You never abides in these smokes. I tell you, hurry up, hurry up. I've had enough of this stuff. Turn the flows, sleepy tough with the jokes. I guess I follow in there. Thank you.
dark. to be a secret.